Donuts got a hole in it.
Uh-huh.
And while I watch them things look like tea cakes, we were raised on tea cakes. They were just little flat cakes. What you call them? What they call them now? They use them now. That's all. They serve them. These women serve them. What you call them? You know what I'm trying to
say. Yeah, you know. Tea cakes. I really don't know. Exactly.
Wafers,
yeah, like cookies or something like that.
Yeah.
I see. Now you mentioned batter cakes being made of cornmeal.
Yeah.
Did you ever have batter cakes made of ordinary flour?
No, I think possibly put a little flour in this thing with the batter cake.
Uh-huh. And you put syrup, butter and syrup on those?
That's right, butter and... Now, the best thing of all was made out of your wheat flour was a waffle.
Uh-huh.
A waffle was a... Do you ever see a waffle?
Oh, sure. I had waffles all the time.
That's real good eating.
Yeah.
You had to have plenty of time and deliberate to cook enough of them for a man could eat them fast. They could cook.
Yeah, right. If you have 1 pound of flour and you add two more, then you have...
3 pounds.
All right, and the center of the egg is called what?
The yolk.
All right, and the material used to make bread rise is...
You're talking about yeast?
Yeah, and what's the color of a yolk?
What?
The color of the yolk of an egg. What color is the yolk of an egg?
It's yellow.
All right. And what about the, if you take eggs and put them in boiling water for 3 minutes, you have a
boiled egg, you mean cooking and poaching, you're talking about poaching them?
Okay, tell me about, how do you do that?
Poaching them?
Yeah.
You get your water boiling and put your egg in there and cook them and it's pretty good eating.
Okay. Now here we come back to some different kinds of meat that, different kinds of hog meat. What do you call the meat from the underside of a hog that has practically no lean in it at all?
That's the side meat.
All right. Now, is there any other word used besides side meat?
Oh, I think that's where the bacon comes from.
Yeah. All right. Now, if it has no lean in it at all, you'd call it side meat?
You're talking about fat back up at the top, the fat back?
All right. The fat back has no lean at all. If it has some lean, you call it side meat, and then if it has a little more lean, you call it bacon.
Well, you see, when we butchered our own hogs, that fat back was what we took and made lard out of.
Uh-huh.
We cut the thing down where the backbone comes out and the ribs come. There's a place there where that under part,
mm-hmm.
there's a clear line. It was, I reckon the ribs must come from back there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's been so long since I killed a hog, but the side meat was what we used to boil vegetables.
I see. You don't remember any humorous terms for that.
What's talking about, sow belly?
Yeah, sow belly. I interviewed a man over in Tallapoosa a couple of weeks ago, and he called it Alabama ham. Or an Arkansas chicken.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
We just called our side meat and went on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when you cure bacon, when you cut it, you have to cut it, that part off the edge, that hard part on the end. What's that called? It's a crust, that crusty part on the end of a bacon.
Slab?
Yeah, the slab of bacon, but there's a crusty part on the end that you can't eat. The hard part.
I don't know what you're talking about, the titties, if it's the sides where tits were.
Well, I didn't mean that, but did you ever call that kind of meat anything?